All right. So how it works is, you are going to do a quick chakra balance up through the body. Okay? Not quite this quick. Okay, you'll have 6 minutes to do that. Then you're going to go to the surgery site. So because you have to hold your position, I highly recommend that you get a chair. All right? And what I'm going to do is, before I start, Lisa wants me to work on her gallbladder, or has volunteered her gallbladder for this. And so what I need to do is I need to feel in her field what levels are being affected by that. Okay? Especially if it was a surgery, you'd want to really feel what levels have not healed from that surgery. Okay, but since this hasn't been a surgery, you've never had surgery on it, right? Since it hasn't had a surgery, we're just sort of looking, and it's just sort of becoming aware of what levels are being affected here. Just like you're doing the 7-level healing, you're going to feel first level, it's the structure. Okay, first level is the structure. But I'm not going to heal anything like, because the surgeons are going to come in, they're going to heal down through all the levels, and on their way out, they're going to be sewing it back up. Okay? So I'm just sort of becoming aware, I'm coming into the energy of this issue. So I want to feel what it's like to be Lisa's gallbladder. So it's right now it feels very unformed, very sort of sludgy at the first level. Second level, it's funny because it should feel sludgy at the second level, but it feels really, really solid, really sort of like not doing it, not like it's like stubborn. That's why. So 3 and 4 are bonded. She's angry about that. Nothing. So I was at the third level, I'm like, it's, and then the fourth level gave the answer. So it's like, as long as it, you know, I do for love. And that's a huge issue around this, you know. So emotionally, I wouldn't be telling her this during a healing. I'm just sort of getting, I'm sort of holding, sort of, because when I'm done, I'm going to be doing this. I'll be doing the 7-level healing over this when I'm done, and I want to see the difference. I want to see what the shift was. Okay, so 5 and 6 are they're sort of like a rope-a-dope, kind of like with 3 and 4. There's this ongoing conversation in there around not about knowing she's angry but not being able to express it. 7th chakra doesn't see any option. You know, there's sort of like there's that the gallbladder, by the way, is the rage. It's sort of like the you know, sort of the stuck and fighting and feeling like you can't fight your way out. It's like the liver is anger, but the gallbladder is rage. It's like the impotent kind of like I feel like I'm battling, but I can't fight my way out. And so the 7th chakra over this issue is almost always closed. Okay, so we're going to have a closed, you know, so I'm going to start with this. So I start with this sort of understanding. There's an issue. She's got a chronic gallbladder issue. And these are the emotional sort of connectors for that for me as a healer. So I'm knowing, okay, this is what we're really working with. Whatever else she came in and presented with, that's what we're working with here as a dynamic that is triggering this and has triggered her fifth level template to not be able to support her gallbladder in being healthy. Okay?
Such a team player.
Such a team player stuff. Team right, all team player stuff right there.
Gallbladder problems.
Right.
Gallbladder can come up and... Yeah, everybody can have that as well. Anybody who isn't allowed to express their rage, or anybody who's not allowed to express their anger, it triggers into the gallbladder. You know, can't do it in a healthy way. Okay, so now what we're going to do is I'm going to be holding, and I'm not going to do a full psychic surgery, spiritual surgery here. I'm just going to demonstrate what it feels like, because you're going to really get to do this when the bowls are playing and hold this level. But basically, because this table's high, I'm just going to do it standing. Basically, what I'm going to be doing is I am going to bring my fifth, just picture your fifth chakra. You're gonna open it wide, like it's like this, like the whole sky is gonna come right through this part of your body. Okay, just picture that you are literally this, you're taking the whole blue sky and it's just slicing right through here. It's just wide open, huge energy, fifth level energy, and you just high five that. Just breathe it, you know, really open that energy, that level up. Really become conscious of that. Notice if you're a person who holds that really tightly, you know, you gotta shake it out. You may wanna do a little, you know, a little screaming. Ah! You know, obviously not while you're doing the healing. Let that out. Open your neck up. Make sure before you do this healing that you're really aware that this is where the energy is coming through. This is where they enter. You need a wide open system, okay? You need to hold that energy up. So as I do that, I'm going to... Maybe they'll fix my my vision.
Oh, mine got through.
All right, so what I'm going to be doing is I'm going to start letting that energy really build. And it may take you a few minutes to build up enough energy to really open that channel. And you want to really feel that it's a pure channel opening up between the fifth level of the field, that fifth level vibration, and her gallbladder. And sort of it's like this, you're opening up channels right down your arms. And that's all I'm going to do, the whole healing. I'm not helping. I'm not judging. God knows I don't want to judge. And I'm not going to tell them when they're going to be done. They're going to tell me when it's done. And when you feel like you're ready, you're going to call with your intention. You're going to say, "I feel," you know. You're basically the surgical assistants. And when the surgery site is set up and it's ready for the surgeon, they'll say, "We're ready." Okay, that's all basically you're saying. You're calling to that. For those of you that, when you close your eyes, you check out, leave them open. You got to be totally present for this. If you, with your eyes closed, you can visualize that wide open blue sky coming through you better, do it. But don't space out. Don't be somewhere else. As soon as you space out, the door closes. Okay? That's why the bowls are so good. They will hold you there. Okay, so you can, especially if you're, say, running out of time in a healing, you can intentionally say, you know, is there a time when you can finish? Are you ready to finish? And they'll need to, especially if they've had to reopen something or do some sort of surgery, they're going to need to sew up. It's going to take them time. Because they knew I was going to go short, they just sent in an arthroscopic through one arm. And so that was easy for them to bring that out. So after you're done, first of all, you're going to get really hot. I'm going to do this. After you're done, now you're going to be going back to the field, and you're going to be doing whatever is needed at those, you know, at those levels, just feeling over the site. And you all remember the 7-level healing. And now with this healing, you're going to, I think I have it as sweep first. So you're going to do the full sweep, all the colors. Okay. You can do it in either order. The sweep is to integrate what's happened right over that point. Sweep at each color, yes. And then a quick chakra balance. And then a close. And then we're going to leave them on the table for the time being. Because there's, even in a short energy burst like that, that's a huge amount of energy. They may. They may also just leave. It may be much safer for them to be out of their body for this type of work. This is often when you get up to these higher level healings, the client just comes out of their body and just says, go, you know, have a hard time being here for that. So, I don't know if you all noticed, about halfway through, they were like, you need to stand up straighter. You know, they're like, you're slouching, and we can't get through until you're, and so there was like, my neck cracked, it was like, they were like, let me straighten you out so we can get in easier. So they'll talk to you, there are no bones about it, you know, they will not be your friend, but they will be a spectacular support of you and this person in the healing. Okay? How you doing, darling?
That's great. I just felt really funky. I definitely feel it.
So this is the kind of feedback you get. It was great. Felt really funky. So when you're saying funky,
it felt really hot, and like there was a lot of pressure in it, and I could feel like tugging or moving, and then I got really queasy, and then I checked out.
Right. Yep. And you saw her twitching when she left.
Yeah.
Yeah, because at some point that issue just gets more than, because that's, because, these types of issues are really tough to deal with at the emotional level. That's why it's become a chronic physical issue. And so, so at some point they get into it, they feel it, and so having that ability to have that rage to really express her real need, the real deep need, was, making her feel uncomfortable, so that was when she left. And it's totally fine. Your client will, at some point, often in this healing, they just come right out of their body and just hold until the healing's over, and then they come back in.
If you feel it, it feels really hot still. Yeah, it's like there's a lot of heat in there.
Yeah. Yeah, it's a lot of work going on. And just like regular surgery, there's going to be a couple-day recuperation period. Things take a while and sometimes a lot longer. Obviously, it's not actual surgery, so it's not like you have to, lay in bed and have an ice pack on it. But you may find some real shifting in your energy field over the next few days or week. Okay? Everybody ready?
So you want to hear something funny? When I cleaned out that closet.